USA News. I'm John Schaefer. As we approach the two-week mark since Hamas terrorists attacked Israel,
President Biden will address the nation tonight from the Oval Office. Biden will discuss the U.S. response to the Hamas terrorist attacks, murdering roughly 1,400 Israeli civilians on day one of the war, and all that followed. The primetime speech is at 8 p.m. Eastern. I'm Lance Pryor.
In the meantime, the State Department has issued a cautionary advisory for Americans abroad, urging them to be extra vigilant.
The Department of State advises U.S. citizens overseas to exercise increased caution.
Spokesman Matt Miller mentioned that the advisory, released today, highlights the potential for terrorist attacks, demonstrations, or violent incidents involving U.S. citizens. The advisory coincides with the anticipated escalation of the conflict between Israel and the Palestinian militant group Hamas. The proposal to authorize interim House Speaker Patrick McHenry to assume the role until January is facing resistance. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan informed reporters this afternoon that Republican members have opted not to vote on a resolution to grant McHenry the authority. Jordan affirmed his continued candidacy for Speaker and intends to approach the floor for a third attempt to secure the necessary votes for victory. The Federal Reserve chief contends that inflation remains excessively high, suggesting that a decrease in economic growth may be necessary to alleviate it.
These shorter-term measures are often volatile, and in any case, inflation is still too high, and a few months of good data are only the beginning of what it will take to build confidence that inflation is moving down sustainably toward our goal.
Speaking to the Economic Club of New York, Jerome Powell expressed uncertainty regarding the duration of these reduced readings and where inflation might stabilize in the upcoming months. And a new report from the Pentagon says China now has over 500 nukes and has blown past previous projections for the size of its nuclear arsenal. This is USA News.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells. It eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
Is it price gouging or just business?
The price of the life-saving COVID-19 antiviral medication Paxlovid is now more than double as we transition out of the emergency phase of the pandemic. Drug maker Pfizer is saying before insurance, the cost will be about $1,390 for a 5-day course. That's 2.6 times higher than the $530 per course price paid by the U.S. government, which gave Paxlovid free to patients during the pandemic. COVID-19 vaccines also increased in price as they went through a similar transition to a commercial market, rising about fourfold to between $115 to $130 per dose. I'm Corey Myers.
As the United Auto Workers strike is at its 35th day, Ford Motor Company has laid off more workers. The automaker says an additional 150 workers have been temporarily furloughed. Negotiations with the big three automakers show limited progress. Meanwhile, supplies of several highly sought-after vehicle models are beginning to dwindle as the strike persists. Tonight, the Jacksonville Jaguars will face off against the New Orleans Saints for Thursday night football. The Jaguars on a 3-game winning streak with a 4-2 record. The Saints coming off a defeat against Houston and a 3-3 record. Thursday night football kicks off at 8:15 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.